Good afternoon, everyone. This is Pelshia. A very warm welcome to all of you for this Nucleus Software Earnings Conference call for the quarter ended on June 30th, 2025. For discussions, we have here from the management team, Mr. Vishnu R. Dusad, our Managing Director, Mr. Parag Bisay, CEO and Executive Director, Mr. Anurag Mantri, COO and Executive Director, Mr. Ashwani Arora, Senior Vice President, Mr. Ashish Khanna, Chief of Staff, Mr. Mukesh Bangia, Vice President, Mr. Abhishek Pallav, Vice President, Ms. Swati Patwardhan, Chief Human Resource Officer, and Mr. Tapan Deshwal, Financial Controller. As you all are aware, Nucleus Software does not provide any specific revenue earnings guidance. Anything which is said during this call, which may reflect company's outlook for the future or which may be constructed as a forward-looking statement, must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. An audio and the transcript of this call would be shortly available on the investors section of company's website www.nucleussoftware.com. With this, we are now ready to begin with the opening comments on the performance of the company, and post that we would be available for the question and answer session. With this, I now pass it over to Mr. Vishnu. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon to all of you, and thank you very much for your joining this investor call for quarter ending 30th June 2025. This has been an exciting quarter where we have gone live with some of our biggest implementations, where more than 20,000 users are leveraging our system, our product for collections with one of the biggest players in India. We look forward to sharing many more similar exciting news with you in coming quarters in the meanwhile. And with those words, I now welcome you to the call once again. Thank you.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Parag. Just to re-emphasize the points mentioned by Mr. Vishnu, we've been talking about working on fundamentals. Our lean journey is progressing well, and we are implementing those principles in our day-to-day life, whether it is about our projects or whether it is about focus on our customers or improvement in products, and that is starting to give us results. And what Mr. Vishnu talked about, the implementations are getting more and more traction, and we expect to further improve upon them. That's what I'd like to mention at this stage, and looking forward to the questions. Thank you very much. Tapan, over to you. Please do share the financial updates.
Is it audible, sir?
Yes, it is audible.
Key highlights from financials starting from revenue. Our consolidated revenue for the quarter is at Rs. 217.72 crores against Rs. 228.96 crore quarter on quarter and Rs. 195.39 crore year on year. Overall revenue in foreign currency, including India rupees revenue, is US$25.46 million for the quarter against US$26.53 million quarter on quarter and US$23.44 million year on year. Product revenue for the quarter is at Rs. 184.91 crore against Rs. 199.56 crore quarter on quarter and Rs. 168.01 crore year on year. Revenue from projects and services for the quarter is at Rs. 32.81 crore against rupees 29.40 crore quarter on quarter and 27.38 crore year on year. As for expenses, cost of delivery including cost of product development for the quarter is 70.1% of revenue against 57.3% of revenue quarter on quarter and 75.5% of revenue year on year. In absolute terms, this is rupees 152.70 crore against rupees 131.29 crore quarter on quarter and rupees 147.449 crore year on year. Marketing and sales expenses for the quarter is 6% of revenue against 4.9% of revenue quarter on quarter, 2.2% year on year. In absolute terms, this is rupees 13.12 crore against rupees 11.24 crore quarter on quarter and rupees 4.24 crore year on year. G&A expenses for the quarter is 8.3% of revenue against 5.3% of revenue quarter on quarter and 7.6% year on year. In absolute terms, this is rupees 18.15 crore against rupees 12.09 crore quarter on quarter and rupees 14.92 crore year on year. EBITDA for the quarter is at rupees 33.74 crore against rupees 74.31 crore quarter on quarter and rupees 28.75 crore year on year. Other income from investments and deposit is at rupees 16.87 crore against rupees 16.75 crore quarter on quarter and rupees 14.8 crore year on year. Total other income for the quarter is at rupees 17.96 crore against rupees 16.62 crore quarter on quarter and rupees 15.05 crore year on year. Total taxes are at rupees 13.10 crore against rupees 22.77 crore quarter on quarter and rupees 9.71 crore year on year. Net profit is at rupees 35.20 crore for the quarter, is 16.2% of revenue against rupees 64.77 crore for the quarter, 28.3% of revenue quarter on quarter, 30.2 crores, which is 15.5% of total revenue year on year. Other comprehensive income is at rupees 4.63 crores for the quarter against negative 0.20 crore quarter on quarter, 1.04 crore year on year. Total comprehensive income, which includes net profit and other comprehensive income, is at rupees 39.83 crores for the quarter against rupees 64.57 crore quarter on quarter and rupees 31.24 crore year on year. This for the quarter is at rupees 13.37 as against rupees 24.60 in the previous quarter and rupees 11.28 year on year. In terms of foreign currency hedges, on June 30th, we had USD 2.25 million of forward contracts at an average rate of 87.03. There is a mark-to-market gain of rupees 1.19 crore, which is taken to the hedging reserve in the balance sheet. Revenue contribution from the top 5 clients for the quarter is 28.6% against 27.8% in the previous quarter. The order book position is rupees 703.16 crores, including rupees 608.70 crores of product business and rupees 94.46 crores of projects and services business. On 31st March, the order book position was rupees 612.4 crore, including rupees 534.32 crores of product business, 78.08 crore of projects and services business. Total cash and cash equivalents as on June 30th, 2025 are rupees 965.93 crore against rupees 877.26 crore as on 31st March. This includes balance in current accounts of rupees 105.83 crore, various schemes of mutual funds rupees 607.79 crore, fixed deposit of rupees 218.53 crore, investments in tax-free bonds of rupees 33.78 crores. With regards to receivables, we are at rupees 126.12 crores against rupees 137.41 crores previous quarter. During the quarter, there is a gross addition of fixed assets of Rs. 3.46 crores, primarily of Rs. 2.7 crores on computer and servers, Rs. 0.18 crore on furniture fixtures, Rs. 0.03 crores on office equipment, Rs. 0.4 crores on building and plant and machinery, and Rs. 0.15 crore on software. Now, I'll hand it over to Swati.
Hello, Pelshia.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, sir. With this, we are now open for the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star and one again. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. The first question comes from Arushabh Shah from Bugle Rock PMS. Please go ahead.
My first question is, in one of the calls you mentioned that you had have a very strong basis for selecting your customer. So could you let us know what are those bases you look out for and why those bases are so important for you?
Strong basis for selecting customers.
Hello.
Hello.
We are extremely sensitive to, prospective customers like politically exposed people, persons. Likewise, we also look at the financials of our prospective customers before we get into a relationship with them. Essentially, these are the two factors that we look at, and apart from obviously the credentials of the promoters in case of startups, etc. So these are the essentially three factors that we look at while qualifying our customers.
So my second question is on the geography part. That Far East, Europe, and many other markets have come down drastically in the last 10 to 12 years. India has grown from 27% in 2013 to 58-60%. So why are we focusing more on the domestic business and less on the international business? Some thoughts would be useful.
No, excellent question. Thank you very much for bringing this to notice. We have been very consciously working on our products for the last decade or so to make sure that they evolve into a product which is globally implementable. And I'm very pleased to say that we have achieved some degree of clarity on that aspect, and we are working in multiple geographies where these new set of products are getting implemented. So we are very confident that over coming few years we will start gaining back the same percentage that we had of overseas customers in our overall revenue as it was, let's say, 15 years back.
So my last question is, in the investment part, in the notes to accounts, I found out that Ujjivan Small Finance Bank, we have some 10 crores. So are those some payments left from the bank and we've got some shares? What is those 10 crores, sir?
Okay, when Ujjivan Financial Services was setting up its business in, I think around 15 or 20 years back, we were one of the earliest investors in that bank. We have had a wonderful relationship with Mr. Sameet Ghosh, the founder of Ujjivan Financial Services. Then he used to be with Citibank, which is almost a 40-year-long relationship. And that is how Nucleus as a company had invested in Ujjivan Financial Services. Subsequently, Ujjivan Financial Services got merged into Ujjivan Small Finance Bank, and that's how we have this shareholding. So, you know, this amount that you are looking at is essentially about that investment.
Okay. Fine, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Srinivasu K., an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Hi, yes, you are audible.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. My first question is, which AI modules of your Finexia or, you know, Finex, FinOne Neo, actually generating revenue for Q1, and how are you pricing them?
So these are embedded AIs and part of product offerings. So we do not build, so far we have not billing AI as a business model, but we are empowering our customers to leverage these AI capabilities, and going forward we will be billing them too.
So are these still in pilot phase?
As part of GA rollback, we have released product capabilities which are AI empowered, and it is not that they are in pilot phase. It is being implemented and customers are leveraging, and many are in the process of go live.
Okay. Yeah. And with respect to the audit trials for AI stack, how are you satisfying your regulators, for especially for tier 1 geography?
So this is, of course, thanks for asking this question. Again, this goes into the kind of depth we put in during the research and development, and the ability to explain about the workings of AI and how AI come to reach to a conclusion. So there is an explainability part of it, and that is good enough to be able to suffice the need.
Okay, so that model is satisfying that Europe.
It is our own model. We are not relying upon any market model. We have built all of them in house.
Okay. So, and next question is, employee cost jumped up sharply in this quarter. How much of that increase is specific to hiring or upskilling for this AI ML talent? How do you expect that in the next couple of quarters? Hello?
Yes, just a second.
Yeah. So employee cost jump for this quarter is largely on account of increments that we have given for the upcoming year.
And the last quarter was slightly lower than normal because some of the provisions that we had made right through the year, those were written back. And that is how the last quarter Q4 number was lower than it should have been. And okay, that is how the jump would be looking higher.
Okay. Last call you mentioned that North America lending, you're pushing for North America lending platform, right? So how is it going, and anything pilot wins in Q1?
Yeah, hi, this is Ashwin. Yeah, I think attempts are going very well in that direction. One, we are hiring a senior sales leader, and second, I think we are already in touch with one of the prospect, and we are working on a proof of concept with them. So hopefully we are looking forward to convert that deal in this year. And similarly, we are also trying to open up a partnership with the consultants, Big Force. so that they also help us in that direction. Additionally, I think we are already working with General Motor Finance in Latin America and Europe, and that's where I think they are trying to consolidate in North America operations, and we are also looking to get our presence built in North America with them as well. So these are the multiple directions which we have been working actively for North America expansion. Hope I'm able to address your query.
Yeah, thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question comes from Vaibhav Bajaya from Honesty and Integrity Investments. Please go ahead.
Yes, sorry, but I missed the order book number for this quarter. Can you just repeat that for me?
Sure. So the order book position is 703.16 crores, including rupees 608.70 of product business and rupees 94.46 crores of project and services business. And on 31st March, position was 600.4 crore, including 534.32 crore of product business and rupees 78.08 crore of projects and services business.
Got it. And just on this aspect, you know, for the current quarter, you've given order book, particularly from December quarter onwards, you have excluded it from the opening remarks, but this quarter you've reintroduced it. So I just wanted to understand the thought behind this change that happened in December 24 and then again in June and in this quarter.
Can you please repeat the question?
The voice was not very clear. What is the precise question, please?
Historically, all throughout the quarters, we always used to give order book number in opening remarks, right? But in December 2024 quarter, when we did the con call for that quarter, then we stopped giving this number, and in March also we did not give this number. But in June 2026, current quarter, we again started giving this number. So I just want to understand what was the thought to stop it for two quarters and then restart it again this quarter. I just wanted to understand management thinking about making these changes.
No, at least there was no conscious reason. I think we will also check at our end in the transcripts of last two calls, but there was no conscious. It would have been covered. Tapan probably can confirm right away. Tapan, if you are on the call, but there was no such decision taken to not share. We'll also check out in any case. Yeah.
Okay. So, and what's the employee headcount?
Yeah, just to confirm that it was there, so you could check in the last call's transcript. You'll find it there.
In the last call, it was given as a response to somebody's question, but not in the opening remarks. December quarter, I think December quarter it is completely missing. December 24 quarter.
Okay, we'll take once again
that's fine. I just, if it was conscious, I just wanted to understand the thinking, but that's fine. On number of employees, if you can give us the number for the March 25 and June 25, ending March 25 and June 25.
Sorry, could you repeat your voice?
You have the numbers ready, you can share. Number of employees.
1939 as of June 30. 1945.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. That's it from my side. Thank you. The next question comes from Mahak Singhvi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to ask the logos at the end of this quarter and what was the number last quarter.
Which number?
Logos.
I don't want the new logos, I want the logos total at the end of this quarter.
Total logos at this end. So number of customers.
Total number, you may not have that readily. Yeah. Tapan, you have that number readily available? Total number of logos, precise.
The new logo is one new logo is there.
The question is on total number.
Not having that number, sir.
We'll make it available next quarter onwards.
Okay. And another thing I wanted to ask is operating expenses have shot up. So are there any one-off items over here?
Are there any?
No one-off items. Okay. And regarding this Hoshin Kanri initiative of yours, you have not listed any key performance indicators to track progress of your initiative, and neither it is showing in the numbers because there is no cost optimization as such.
Okay, as far as cost optimization is concerned, that is not the intent of Hoshin Kanri. Hoshin Kanri is a philosophical, extremely long-term initiative, and which is sharply focused on customer satisfaction and employee development and delivering value on an ongoing basis. So this is something that involves substantial cultural change, which is what we are working on, and it will start showing impact over few years. It may not show any impact immediately if it shows well and good, but otherwise it is expected to show impact over the years, and it brings in sustainability for the organization on a long term basis.
Okay. And another thing I wanted to ask you, that your CFO, the former CFO, resigned on 19th, and 19th was the con call and you all did not inform us.
Yeah, he resigned after the con call.
And he resigned without a notice, right? He just resigned on 21st?
Yeah.
Okay, so this was allowed at the CFO level. Was he allowed to resign like that?
Yeah, we did not have a choice.
Okay. And another thing I wanted to ask, the price revisions are over with older clients?
No, we continue to talk to our customers about the value that our products are delivering. And based on that, we look at the pricing afresh.
Okay. Okay, and this order book of 703.16 crore, this will be like implemented in the next 9 months, right?
Right.
Okay, that will be it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Rahul Jain from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I hope my line is okay.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. If my line is okay.
Yeah. No, we are not able to hear you very clearly. Sorry.
Okay, is it any better?
Yeah, certainly better.
Yeah. Thank you. So, I have few questions related to the announcement that you have made during this quarter. One important one which I could see is the creation of a role of a CMO. I'm not sure whether this role existed earlier. So, any color in terms of what would be the precise responsibility of Mr. Abhin Khare in this role, and what we are trying to aspire from this. And secondly, there was this announcement related to going live with HND on the Finexia module. So, you know, it's very heartening to see Finexia announcement after a very, very long time. I'm sure there must be deals, but very rarely we hear about this. Any color in terms of how both the products are doing and more so on the Finexia side? So that would be great. Thank you.
The first part I would request Ashish to talk about, and the second part Anurag, and then we'll talk about it.
Right. So thank you very much, Mr. Ashish. So the CMO role, again, I was kind of doing an additional responsibility of a chief marketing officer. And, you know, as we were talking about, you know, the world-class product which we are building, we were not able to market it the way we wanted it. You know, and that's the kind of a weakness we were trying to mitigate with those strengths. And that's the reason we have, you know, we are being trying to change market presence, market perception of our product from last couple of years. And this is an attempt to further strengthen that particular initiative of ours to position this product, this robust product, which is handling more than $1.2 trillion worth of retail assets when it comes to our lending product, Finman Neo, and when it comes to our product, Finexia, which we also talked about, which is handling more than $15 trillion worth of transactions in 1 year. So I think it is important for us to have a very right focused on the new age marketing. You know, to build our thought leadership. So that's the reason, and Abhin, you know, we welcome him as a chief marketing officer who will be responsible to lead this from the front, to build this brand, to wise out the thought leadership which we have established from close to 4 decades now. And this is primarily an initiative to strengthen that positioning of Nucleus to help customer understand more depth of our products and more talk more richness about the features which we have already built, and a lot of customers already taking advantage out of it. So that's the reason, you know, we have strengthened that particular, we have created and strengthened that particular role for us. So I hope this answers your query, Rahul, on the CMO front.
Yes.
And sure. Okay, sure. Thanks. I'll hand over to Anurag to, you know, respond, to give you a reply on the Finexia front. Anurag, over to you.
Thanks, Rahul, for your question. This is Anurag. Thanks for taking a note of the recent announcements about HNB. It's actually very encouraging and exciting that a market leader bank like HNB is observing and experiencing great growth on our platform. You may have missed that few months back, a leading bank from southern India called Federal has also gone live on Finexia, and this is a bank which is known for its digital adoptions, and they are also experiencing great growth on our platform. So before HNB, Federal was the feather in the cap. With respect to the plans for Finexia, we are seeing very good traction, strong traction in the verticals like financial supply chain and trade finance. So quite a few discussions are progressing with different prospects and customers. I hope that answers your question.
Sure. And lastly, on the order book number, I'm sorry, I know it's been repeated twice, but somehow it was not very clear to me. What I could gather is that number has moved to 700 something crore from 612 crore. So first of all, if you could clarify that number to me.
Yeah, Tapan, precise numbers if you can share for both quarters.
Yeah, sure. So total order book position is 703.16 crore, including 608.7 crore of product business and rupees 94.46 crores of project and services business. And on 31st March, the order book position was Rs. 612.4 crore, including Rs. 534.32 crores of product business and Rs. 78.08 crores of project and services business.
Got it. So, the related question to this data is that we saw some, a drop in this number from the run rate we used to do a year back. And now after the Q4, this again started to looking slightly better. So in terms of any color you would like to share that what could have caused this momentum to temporarily take some pause and is getting some mojo back. So any color on that, what could have caused this number to going down and coming back, anything would help.
So I think we had mentioned in the past that in a couple of quarters earlier, we did experience some slowdown in the sense that there was traction in the market, but converting orders were taking time. Involvement in closure of orders. Typically, we are saying that these decisions are now going up to board levels. The boards are getting involved because I think they are directed by the regulators to be more involved in due diligence. So because of all this, there was delay in closure. Thankfully, we built up our pipeline. We have been focusing on it. So conversions have started to happen. Hopefully, they will happen more. But that involvement which I mentioned at board level continues to be there. That's one significant change we have noticed.
And I know we generally refrain from giving any forward-looking statement, but maybe our directional thought process could really help here. We have seen a flattish kind of a year last year from a product revenue point of view. And we started well, at least in Q1, if I see a 10% YOY growth. So would it be fair to see this year to be a double-digit growth year, or you think the scenario has not changed to a situation where it would be difficult to conclude any such assumption?
Look, our narrative has been consistent. We don't share forward numbers. I can only say that it will be a repetition, but we continue to focus on fundamentals. We continue to focus on our lean initiatives. Product focus is there. Customer focus is there. Mr. Vishnu talked about getting into other markets. So we are focusing on other. We talked about the U.S. market. So so the attempts are all, obviously, we will not be able to share any indications on numbers or growth margins.
Right. Or maybe in an indirect way, if you could cover it in terms of what how the pipeline looks like in terms of is it higher, weaker in a region-wise or any color in any form would be helpful.
No, I think beyond what we all mentioned so far, nothing further we can share.
Sure. We'll wait for the results to come. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. I repeat, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. The next question comes from Vinay Nadkarni from Hathway Investments Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to know this, you in the opening remarks, you had said that there was one go-live that yeah, can you just elaborate something on that? What was this project and you said it was the biggest project that you have done?
So this is Pukesh. This is a transformation of our Finven to Finven Neo for our Finven Neo collections.
Okay, and there was a mention of some 20,000 users using the software. So it's a big plan, is it?
Please come again.
You said that there were some 20,000 users using this product. So is this a very big client for you?
Yeah, certainly. So in this, we have a solution of Finven Neo collection and mobility solutions. So 20,000 users are logging into this system on daily basis. And in addition to that, there is a kind of India integration ecosystem which has been built and working in this transformation program, which has gone live.
Okay, so this quarter revenue includes the a sizable chunk of revenue from this project, which is now closed.
This project has another phase in terms of few more modules going live. So yes, some sizable part is there. Yeah, phase one is closed.
Okay, and there was another announcement, something that you said you would be announcing in the coming months, and we should be looking forward to it. Any color you would like to give on that? What exactly is it about?
No, I think on this side, we would not be able to share anything.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Mahak Singhvi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so the employee costs are likely to remain constant in the coming quarters, and operating expenses also do not have any one-off items. So the margins are going to deplete this year?
So there will be an ongoing attempt to increase our top line, and that is how we will be wanting to get back to the margins that we had last year.
Okay, so you are relying on new sales, right?
Yes, certainly.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. I repeat, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. We have a follow-up question from Mahak Singhvi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, do we have the logos total available now?
Sorry? Logos, total logos.
No, I think we'll provide it maybe from next quarter itself.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. I repeat, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. As there are no further participants, I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Vishnu for his closing comments.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank you all once again for your interest in Nucleus Software, and would like to reiterate our commitment to deliver value to all our stakeholders on a long-term basis. Thank you very much.
That concludes our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect now.
Thank you.
Thank you.